towards the end of Vayigash, after the great reunion, Yaakov shows up in Mitzrayim, and Yosef, true to his word, takes care of them. He sets them up in Goshen, he gives them a place to live, and he gives them food. So the pasuk tells us, Vayichalkel Yosef et aviv et achav, veit kol beit aviv lechem lefi ataf. He gives them, kalkala means he gives them food, sustenance. So he provides food from what he's in charge of, obviously with Paro's permission, but he provides food for his father and for his brothers and everybody in the household. Lechem lefi ataf, bread according to the child. So the Sforno comments, what's lechem lefi ataf? Avo pisha yabi yado laharbot lem mazo natan lem b'mida maspeket. In other words, he could have just given them a lot of food. Instead, he gave them enough food. And the Sforno sees this, the pasuk saying, lechem lefi ataf, meaning just enough food, not extra. He wasn't giving them surplus and largesse. And why? So he says, Kimam Ramzal, it's a Gemara in Tainus, that tells us, Bizman she tzibur sharoi b'tzar, al yomar adam elech lebeiti v'ochel v'eshteh v'shalom alech anapshi. At a time when everybody else is in pain and suffering and trouble, don't say, I'm going to go home and have a party. Everything's going to be great. In other words, if you're blessed to have at a time when everyone else doesn't have, so it is not nice for you to flaunt it and so openly celebrating that you have. Okay, you have, enjoy it. It's a bracha from Hashem, be grateful. But don't rub it into everybody else's face, the largesse and surplus that you specifically have. Now, it seems a little bit strange to talk about it right now in the middle of Corona, but when I read this, I immediately thought of, like, the whole, it's always in op-eds in the Jewish newspapers and magazines and letters to the editor and statements by the Rabbanim and guidelines for simchas. But there's something to that. As in, we're putting incredible amount into the world of simchas. We did before Corona anyway. And we would have these huge, lavish affairs. And there are people struggling to make ends meet. There are people struggling to put food on the table, certainly to pay their American yeshiva tuition. Okay, certainly there's people struggling. I remember, I grew up in Manhattan. So I remember going to weddings and going to yeshiva dinners and shul dinners and bar mitzvahs and all sorts of lavish occasions. And I would go dressed in my suit. And because I lived in Manhattan, I passed people on the way who were homeless. And I was going to this all-you-can-eat sushi and pastrami affair. And meanwhile, this guy's living in a box on the street with nothing. And that seems to be that... And maybe isn't the best way that the world should be, that there's people with so much and people without anything. And I know other people who, when they made a wedding, so there's organizations, I think it's called Yad Eliezer, if not, that's a fine organization, and there's other fine organizations, but they made a simcha, and they donated a simcha to pay for somebody else to have one. And that's the idea. There's people who are in tsar, so we shouldn't be able to so openly and extravagantly fault it. So Yosef doesn't just provide them lots of food. Everyone else in Mitzrayim has no food. The psukim following this, they come to Yosef, their mamish have nothing, and he takes their land, and he takes everything from them, and gives them food, and usurps, and collects all the land for Paro's wealth. And everybody else has nothing. So imagine if, while that's going on, there's trucks backing up, catering trucks, and food to Yaakov's house in Goshen. How would that look? So okay, so he gave them food. They were zoche to have Yosef taking care of them, but he gave them just enough. He wasn't giving them the crazy. And I'm not going against enjoying when Hashem has provided for you, enjoy it. But there's a way to do it, and not to be projecting it and shoving it and waving it in front of the face of everybody else. And again, I was talking about the symbols before Corona. It's also an issue in Corona. In Corona, you know, there's a lot of people who have lost their parnassas, a lot of people who are having a very, very difficult time in Corona, and Bezrat Hashem, it should be over soon. The vaccination started, and okay, the economy is going to have to rebuild itself. There's going to be a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots. And those who have to have the sensitivity to not be rubbing it in the face of the have-nots. But it's not only an issue in finance, I think it's an issue in so many areas. People who are zocha to be married and have to be sensitive to those around them who are older singles. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're all 18, We're not talking about rubbing it in your face. But if there's older singles around married or childless couples and couples with lots of children, they have to be extra sensitive. When I was preparing this today, I thought of, and I Googled the story to try and get the details, but there was a story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that a couple came to him, and they were arguing over naming their kid a certain name. And what was the argument? They wanted this name. I don't know, it was the family name. They liked the name. Except the wife was concerned that the name had an ayin hara, because there was somebody in the building who had a kid by that name who died. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, a little more of a rationalist, so he wasn't bothered by the ayin hara, but he told them not to use the name. He says, why not use the name? He says, because when your kid is going to be playing in the yard and you're going to call out, you know, Reuven, come in for dinner, come to bed, Reuven, come. Every time you say Reuven, what are they going to think of? They're going to think of their Reuven who died, and that's insensitive to them who lost their Reuven. So that sensitivity of somebody having and somebody not having, again, you know, that's a little bit of an extreme example, maybe. That's extreme sensitivity. That's what made Rav Shlomo Zalman a gadol. But it's certainly worthy of all of us thinking all the time, and Baruch Hashem, we're blessed with so much shefa. We have so much. We're zochet to so many things. We have to always remember that the dos are not, and we have to be careful when we're enjoying what we have, we're zochet to enjoying and appreciating it. We have to be careful that we're not sitting there going, hey, let's go, you know, as the Lashon and the Gemara and Tanis goes, Al Yomar Adam Elich Leveti V'Ochel Veshte, let's go have a huge party, and you're standing right next to a guy who can't put food on the table. That's the sensitivity you have. That's the sensitivity that the Sforno learns that Yosef HaTzadik had when he was taking care of his family in Goshen, in Mitzrayim, was, okay, I'm going to provide for them. We're giving them the needs. Lechem Lefi Ataf. I'm not going to have a whole buffet thrown out every day near where my father's family is eating. They're going to eat because I'm taking care of them, and they have, Baruch Hashem, but we're sensitive to the fact that everybody else around them does not have. And we should always, always, always make sure that we're sensitive to enjoy what we have appropriately with a sensitivity to those around us who don't have and aren't able to enjoy it as well.